So, how often have we seen those studies that focus on marginalized populations? You know, those studies about urban youth or the perspectives of students of color. These studies investigate the problems within these populations and how those individuals function with the obstacles in place against them. But me being a somewhat skeptical individual always thought, okay, well, what about the other side of that coin? There is so much talk about marginalized populations, but they never seem to really touch on non-marginalized populations. But it seems only logical. If there is a marginalized population, then there must be a non-marginalized population. If there are underprivileged groups, then there must be privileged groups. Because if not, where are these terms coming from? People of color cannot be marginalized unless there is some other group benefiting from the privileges of society. So this brings us to my thesis question. How does an individual's awareness of their white privilege impact how they perceive microaggressions? I know, I'm throwing out words that we haven't quite touched on yet, but bear with me. I promise it'll all make sense in less than 2 minutes. So, when researching white privilege, I found that many white Americans adopt a colorblind approach to race, simply meaning they do not see color. For example, we have the fan favorite, "We are all the same race, the human race." Although sometimes well-intentioned, this discredits people of color's identity and their experiences. So it is no surprise that studies show that individuals who do not see color are also less likely to see the problematic nature of subtle, discriminatory, or prejudicial behaviors, also known as microaggressions. Additionally, individuals who do not see color are more likely to deny they hold white privilege. But wait, there is more. Individuals who report more awareness about their white privilege also report greater awareness about racism and lower levels of prejudice. I mean, come on. How could I not further investigate these connections? So, after collecting data from over 400 white participants, I found that white privilege awareness explained the relationship between people's tendency to not see color and their ability to identify offensive behaviors or actions. In other words, white people who are colorblind are less likely to notice microaggressions because they don't think they're privileged. But white people who recognize their white privilege are more likely to notice these transgressions because they are at least aware that they hold a racial privilege that others do not. So you may be wondering, okay, Omni, but what does that mean past you completing your thesis? Well, this is extremely useful for future studies in microaggression awareness training. These studies can develop methods to target colorblind attitudes and white privilege to not only minimize the occurrence of microaggressions, but also improve responses after microaggressions have occurred. And given today's climate, wouldn't that just be swell? Thank you.